This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
All right, 855-839-1210. This is Cioli Show. Glad you are here. A lot to get to. The outrage over the police commissioner's shirt, and the Democrats had their seven-hour-long town hall last night on climate change. 7 hours. 855-839-1210. You know, let me make a point on this, and it's a great point. I just want to a tweet that was, and I just retweeted this from Rosemary, who said, regarding the Coulter t-shirt, why isn't it just Philly police busting the LAPD's chops? I'm not even a cop, but I know that that goes on. It's a great point. So I read a little bit more about the story here, about this dumb shirt controversy. And so it was 1994. It's Wildwood. Everybody knows they have those shirts on the boardwalk and everything like this. But she said she played for a soccer team, and they played departments across the country, and they would trade T-shirts. And she had that shirt on, and they took a picture of it. And that's that. And, you know, and again, I say this, it's the macabre humor that police use to get the macabre. I always say that word, you know, somebody's going to correct me. They correct me on everything. So it's the gallows humor that people do to get through it, the tough job that it is. And that's what happens. So the fact that now the acting Philadelphia police commissioner is dealing with the fallout of having worn a T-shirt in 1994 is ridiculous. The Facebook the photo of her shirt of this dumb T-shirt, which says LAPD, we treat you like a king, and the picture of her with a couple of people. She's very young officer. It's Philadelphia. I guess it was cops in the 25th district at a hotel in Wildwood Crest. Clearly not intending to hurt anybody. Clearly not intending to offend anybody. They make funny shirts. They make things. Just judge them by how they do their job, please. That's all I ask. But the deeper problem, of course, is this. What we do is we go into the social media and we try to destroy people now. And it's absolutely frustrating. Major League Soccer Club is banning a Utah couple from waving Betsy Ross flags at games. The 13-star Betsy Ross flag, a symbol of America's victorious fight for independence from Great Britain. According to Fox News, two diehard soccer fans in Utah say Major League Soccer's Real Salt Lake asked them to take down a Betsy Ross flag they were waving in the front row at a recent match because the team dubbed the Star Spangled Banner a symbol for hate groups. There's nothing hateful or racist about the Betsy Ross flag. Okay, it's the flag of our nation's revolution, the flag of our nation's independence. But you know what it goes back to? It goes back to a deeper point of the people that hate this country, hate the founding of this country, and the fact that the country had slavery when it was founded and will never, ever, ever let that go. They'll use that, but it's not the reason why they hate the country. It's the excuse they use. Because the real truth of it is that Betsy Ross flag also represents the founding of this republic and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And you can't have their socialist utopia with our Constitution. It doesn't allow it. Yesterday, my buddy Dr. Nick DiNubile on Twitter, he tweeted a story of police. The headline said, police, judge says, not illegal for cops to use your facial scan. But you click through and you find out it's the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom, there's a reason why we threw them out and hoisted up the Betsy Ross flag. Because over in the United Kingdom, you say things that people don't like, they put you in jail. They lock you up for that now. They have hate speech codes. You can't say anything over there that's racist or sexist or xenophobic or any of these other things that they don't like. And so, yeah, you don't have the protection of the Bill of Rights in the United Kingdom. So, of course, they're going to take your face and scan it and use it against you. Of course they will. You don't have a Second Amendment right over there. You don't have rights over there. It's why we won the Revolutionary War. But I'm telling you, the truth is you get rid of the Constitution, you open the way for the socialist utopia. It's the thing that's preventing the socialist utopia that all these other candidates are running on. Hey, look, if you disagree with me, if you think the police commissioner, the acting commissioner needs to apologize, 855-839-1210. I say, hell no, don't apologize for wearing that shirt. It's a joke. It was a joke from 30 years ago. LAPD, we treat you like a king. It's a joke. Cops make jokes. It's how they deal with the stress of the job. She didn't beat Rodney King. She, as far as I know, was not involved in any beating of anybody. So that's, there's no reason for her to apologize. But hey, if you think I'm wrong, if you think she needs to apologize, 855-839-1210. The question really be, will Jim Kenney force her to apologize? But you see now the Betsy Ross flag is now racist. That's a racist symbol now. In San Francisco, they've decided the NRA, the National Rifle Association, is now a domestic terrorist organization. Which political party do you think really in this day and age stands for freedom? There are some real classical, I can't say the classical liberals, but I'll say this. They are liberals in the true sense of being a liberal, like, say, Bill Maher, like Alan Dershowitz. And they pointed out this before. This political correctness that we're going down, this road of political correctness, will destroy this country. And it's being done now under the guise of protecting people's feelings. And what's going to happen is you're going to make criminals out of people for saying things that hurt people's feelings. And that's where we're headed. That's where we're headed on this stuff now. You know what I mean? So now the Betsy Ross flag is now they've decided it's a hate symbol. It's a hate symbol. It was made by a woman in Philadelphia. This flag of our nation by a seamstress in Philly. They've decided now because it has a connotation of slavery. No, it doesn't. Slavery. You understand that a lot of the people who flew the Betsy Ross flag were abolitionists, who fought diligently against slavery, who fought very strongly to ensure that there would not be slavery in their states. The people who flew the Betsy Ross flag, who fought to ensure that slavery was not in the Constitution. Remember, slavery was not legal in the Constitution of the United States of America. It wasn't authorized in the Constitution. And there's a great line in the movie Lincoln, where the Republican senator from Pennsylvania, I think, you know, maybe it was a congressman. The character that was played by the guy from The Fugitive. You know who I'm talking about. Who's the guy from The Fugitive?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Right. And who's the Republican that he played in the movie? The Pennsylvania Republican with the hair, with the big, the fake do. Somebody on Twitter will tell me. I'm having a moment here. The line he says in the movie, he says, because he was pushing the 13th Amendment, he says, "I want the first and only mention of the Constitution, the word slavery, to be the banning of slavery." As a Republican from Pennsylvania who fought to lead the ban of slavery, the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the Republican Party, which, of course, pushed that and passed it.
Thaddeus Stevens.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you. Guy had a bad rug, man. Oof. Oof-ah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know it was 1860 and all, but that rug was... You see pictures of that guy? Yeah, look him up. Like, yeah, Google his picture.
I see him right
Thaddeus
now.
Thaddeus Stevens?
Yeah, oof.
Did anybody ever say to him back then, you think? Dude, you're not fooling anybody with that thing. That hair hat thing you got on your head. I mean, that's a bad toupee, am I right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Of course, Steven Spielberg did the movie Lincoln, so he nailed that toupee, too. In addition to Tommy Lee Jones nailing the passion of the Republican anti-slavery senator. And they also nailed that wig, man.
Yeah, they did.
Oh. So there were a lot of people who flew the Betsy Ross flag, like Thaddeus Stevens and others who would keep it out on the 4th of July, who fought against very, very hard to end slavery in this country. But it doesn't matter, right? What we do is we just decide these things are racist and then they're hateful. The national anthem, the Betsy Ross flag, soon to be the American flag. And the deeper thing here is, and I've said this for a long time, I said this when they were going after the statues of the Confederate generals and others. There's a reason why they don't go after FDR, and I make the comparison a lot. FDR, of course, being the president of the internment camps. As my buddy Mark Levin calls him, Mr. Internment Camp. Franklin Delano Roosevelt is the hero of the left. He's their ultimate socialist. He's the godfather. He's the guy. He's their Jedi Knight of socialism, FDR, progressivism. And the guy put Japanese, German, and Italian American citizens in concentration camps without due process. And the left doesn't care. They never try to take his name off things. Woodrow Wilson, he went and got rid of... He literally made sure that black people could not work in the federal government. And he resegregated the armed forces. You don't see an effort out there to rename Woodrow Wilson High School because Woodrow Wilson is a progressive. He was the early version of FDR. So the unbroken chain, I say this all the time, is I get this Every day, some idiot will send me an email. Well, the party's flipped. Clearly now the Republican Party today is what the Democrat Party was yesterday. No, it wasn't. No, it's not. Because I'll get that email about Thaddeus Stevens. He'd be a Democrat today. Here's the thing. The Republican Party, in addition to being founded on abolitionism and founded on the Second Amendment and founded on a number of other rights, it was not just an anti-slavery party, but a number of different issues. But do you know, and people don't talk about this, the Confederacy was the first time that a progressive income tax was ever proposed. It was in the Confederacy. There is an unbroken chain going all the way back to the Confederate States of America, the CSA, to today of socialism, an unbroken chain in the Democrat Party. The party has not flipped. The parties have not flipped. Roosevelt, so go to Woodrow Wilson in the 19-teens. Woodrow Wilson and the progressives, the progressive party, the progressive movement, socialists, and then going up to FDR, and then going to Lyndon Johnson, and then going to Barack Obama, and now with these wackos on the stage, it's an unbroken line of this that you can trace all the way back to the Confederacy. But the reason why they don't go after those people is because they're progressives and they're socialists, and they have the views that the left wants to advance to get to their socialist utopia. That's the truth. That's the real secret right here. The ultimate goal is the declaration, is actually the Constitution. The ultimate goal is to have them declare the Constitution to be the racist document. Because if you can get everybody to agree that these things, that we were founded as a racist, slave-owning nation, then obviously the logical conclusion is the Constitution has to go too. And then if you get there, any controls you have against a federal government that will become a totalitarian, authoritarian state that will control everybody are gone. Gone. That's the purpose of our Constitution, is to control our federal government. The purpose of the Bill of Rights is to protect us from our federal government. And the more you can tie these things together, the more you do that. That's why, Ed, every day when you talk about racism, you talk about this outrage, that outrage, it's all part of that long-term plot of doing so, of getting to that place, so you can get to Bernie Sanders' utopia.
The Rich Zeoli Show, on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right. 855-839-1210 is the number. So, there was a crying baby at a Bernie Sanders town hall. Is that where it was?
Yes. It was somebody recorded this on a cell phone video, so the audio is not great, but you can definitely hear what he says. But yes, it was at a town hall.
All right. Very good.
Why do I hear you correctly say that you have to cut your pills in half your size? Okay. We can keep that down a little bit.
Hear that? Hear that? Just tell the baby to zip it.
You have to cut your pills in half your size. Okay. We can keep that down a little bit. Okay.
You tell that baby to shut up, and the mother too. Get that broad. She probably. Hey, lady, you and your yapping little offspring there. Wow, Bernie hates kids, babies. He hates women. The list is long and long and long, very long.
Well, he recently said that one thing that would help with climate change is abortion.
Oh, yeah. He wants to provide funding for countries around the world for this, for the help with climate change.
With population.
Oh, yeah, because he hates babies. That's why. So as part of his climate change plan, he's going to give money to countries around the world to have more babies so that no babies interrupt him. So they can.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. To deal with climate change, my plan is more abortions so no kids can interrupt my town hall meetings anymore.
You have to cut your pills in half your size. Okay. We can keep that down a little bit.
I hate kids. I hate these friggin' babies. What, does it need a diaper change too? Yeah, that he did. He said that was last night. He said that during the CNN town hall as part of his climate change plan. Give money for abortions to low income countries around the world so they can do more of that, so they can, for population control purposes.
We have the audio.
Take a listen.
Human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain this growth.
Yes, it can.
I realize this is a poisonous topic for politicians, but it's crucial to face. Empowering women and educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, Martha, the answer is yes. And the answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions. And the Mexico City Agreement, which denies American aid to those organizations around the world that are that allow women to have abortions or even get involved in birth control, to me is totally absurd. So I think, especially in poor countries around the world, where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies, and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very, very strongly support.
In other words, he wants no more kids because they interrupt his town hall meetings.
I very much support that. I hate kids. Babies, they stink. They're snotty little. I would like no more babies. End it now, actually.
That's Bertie's plan right there. Very much support that.
We could keep that down a little bit.
Tell that kid and his mother, too, while you're at it, to zip it. Shut up.
Oh, my God. Wait,
he hates kids.
He can't
women.
Win. I mean, this is... He hates everybody.
Could you imagine, though, how much fun, though, if he gets the nomination?
Yeah.
He can't control himself. That's the thing. He doesn't have a filter in his mind, you know?
Do me a favor. Shake that baby really, really hard, please.
Oh, no. I'm going to get an email about that. 855-839-1210. Let's see. Oh, he was asked if he's going to cancel all credit card debt. Remember, Dawn, I said yesterday if I were president, I would cancel all credit card debt?
Yes.
I did. There's one of my platforms, one of my 17 points.
Including back to school credit.
Right. If you already paid your college debt, I'm going to give you a rebate check.
Nice.
That's what I'm going to do as president. And then I'm going to also pay off all your credit card bills. Why? It shouldn't be your fault that you went to Target and you spent too much money on vegan leather pants and now you got a big Target bill. You know what I mean? Should not be. That's not your fault. I want to take care of that for you as well. So a Fox News reporter asked about credit card debt. Bernie actually, now this is amazing. Now take a listen.
Bernie Sanders wants to wipe out college loan debt. He wants to wipe out medical debt.
Yep.
What's next? Are you going to wipe out credit card debt? I mean, how do you push back against that?
No, I think there's a difference. I don't. We're not here to talk about. I don't believe we wipe out credit card debt. You know, you want to buy something, you pay for it. But I do believe we have to make a distinction, Paul. If somebody comes down, is diagnosed with a serious heart illness, and it happens to people every day.
Stop it now. Stop it now. I want to ask a question now. Has anybody ever used their credit card to pay for a medical bill? Anybody? I have. Have you?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I do it for a couple reasons. Number one, because I have to use my credit cards. Number two, because I like to get the points. So don't people have credit card debt because of medical bills, theoretically?
Sure.
So when Bernie Sanders says no, but then he gets into people having debt because of health issues, he's absolutely saying he's going to pay that debt off. He's absolutely saying that. What are you going to do, Dawn? How are you going to prove that that's debt from your compulsive shopping habit versus a major illness or something like that, right?
That's right. So, well, either way, you're a victim.
Either way, you're a victim. Because I believe there is actually a clinically diagnosed disorder for shopping too much, right?
I'm sure there is.
There has to be. Right?
It's not your fault. It's the hormones in you that make you want to shop.
Right, the hormones. Yeah, Trump's America, the stress of it. So now you've got $30,000 in credit card debt because you were depressed and you went on a spending binge. So why is that your fault? That sounds to me like debt that Bernie needs to pay off for you. So he says, no, if you want to buy something. But the logical follow up is, what about if you use your credit card to pay for a medical bill?
Because if your bill is, like, say, $10,000, you obviously don't have $10,000. So what are you going to do? You're going to put it on a credit card.
Right, you're going to charge it. Exactly.
That's what everybody would do.
Right. And that's part of the reason why a lot of people have credit card debt. So when the reporter asks the question and Bernie dismisses it, like, no, please. But if you go into debt because of health and you use your credit cards, then yes. Yes, I will. For example... If you're an alcoholic and you buy booze with your credit cards, yes, that would be covered. Like, what wouldn't be covered? Honestly, what wouldn't be covered under his plan if you use a credit card for a medical issue? Would be my question.
Yep. I needed these pants because of the whatever I have, I don't fit in these pants. You know what I mean? Anything can be used for that.
The people who had to lose weight to survive and buy a new wardrobe and spend thousands and thousands of dollars, they should not have to pay that debt, Dawn. I'm wiping that debt out, too. So what you do is just submit your credit card bills to me, and I'll just take care of it for you. All right? I'm just going to wipe it out.
I mean, really, the Fox News reporter tries to make the distinction, and unfortunately, I guess, but he doesn't say no now, but this is interesting, right? Keep going with the answer, and Bernie eventually gets back to proving my point that, yes, he will, in fact, pay credit card bills for people.
I started it over.
Bernie Sanders wants to wipe out college loan debt. He wants to wipe out medical debt.
Yep.
What's next? Are you going to wipe out credit card debt? I mean, how do you push back against that?
No, I think there's a difference. No, okay. We're not here to talk about, I don't believe we wipe out credit card debt. You know, you want to buy something, you pay for it. But I do believe we have to make a distinction, Paul. If somebody comes down, is diagnosed with a serious heart illness, and it happens to people every day, somebody in your family, your mother, your dad, is diagnosed and having to be treated with Alzheimer's. That's an expensive proposition. You go into debt, all right? I think that's a very different thing than saying, you know, somebody wants to buy a fancy house or a fancy car. But I think as a nation, I mean, you raised a good question, Paul, and I think we have got to get our priorities right. Are we a nation that says that we can give massive amounts of tax breaks to billionaires? Are we a nation that tolerates three people in America owning more wealth than the bottom half of the American people?
Blah, blah, blah.
Are we a nation that gives hundreds of...
And by the way, this is Paul Steinhauser, a political reporter up in New Hampshire. Bernie went on his show. He won't come on this show. Because I would stop him right there and go, whoa, hey, yo, enough with the talking points. So in other words, if people have medical debt on their credit card bills, you'll pay their credit card debt. That's the follow-up, right? Do you know how close he came to being on this show, Dawn?
I know.
Greg, what was it, 2016?
2016, yeah. Yes. Right? It was during the primaries. It's when he was in a head-to-head with Hillary Clinton, and his campaign reached out to us, and they wanted him on the show very badly because we have a great reach in this area, and he was supposed to come on in the 5 o'clock hour, 5 p.m., and I believe at 4:55 or so, he mysteriously canceled.
Because I would ask him, instead of letting him go on about billionaires and the wealth and the blah, 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 like Paul Steinhauser did here, this political reporter in New Hampshire, I would have stopped and said, whoa. In other words, if people have medical debt on credit cards, you're going to pay for their credit cards, right? Because how do you make the distinction, Dawn? All I have to do is say, listen, I've got $30,000 in credit card debt because we've had a lot of medical bills. Is he going to require me to submit receipts and credit card statements? Or do I just get to say it?
Yeah, they'll just take your word for it.
Right. So then how do you decide then? So basically, Bernie Sanders is going to wipe out your credit card debt. There you go. Fantastic. But you know, Paul, while I'm thinking about it, you raise a very good question. A lot of people eat because they're depressed too, so they might have debt for that reason too. That's a medical issue with depression, so yes, we'll cover that. People might have to buy four houses like I did in Vermont because they have agoraphobia. Actually, we'll pay off your mortgage debt too. Sure, we'll do that as well. Okay, very good.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, 855-839-1210. You know, we haven't done the game that we do, the movie game, at this hour in a long time. Why don't we do that? This is I love this game, and I love the prize that we have today too.
The Morning Mystery Clip.
Yeah!
On Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight? Kill you.
You idiot! You made me, remember? You dropped me into that vat of chemicals. That wasn't easy to get over. Don't think that I didn't try.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
The great prize is, and it's awesome, a toolbox filled with over 300 hours of tools to take on your home improvement projects this fall, courtesy of S&H Hardware. What beautiful stuff they have. Absolutely beautiful. And two great locations, Castor Ave in the Northeast and the new location in Huntington Valley. Look at their website, beautiful website, shhardware.com, shhardware.com. A toolbox with over 300 hours of tools. What a great prize. Awesome. SHHardware.com. All right. Let me know as soon as we have our winner, please. I would appreciate that. That would be very, very helpful. Okay. That would be good, please, Joe. I have this. I had surgery. Did I mention that? Have I mentioned that recently?
Yeah. We saw your scars last night.
Saw my scars. I mentioned on the stage last night at Parks Casino, thanks for coming out last night to Oliveto for our comedy night. It was a lot of fun. And we just have such a fun audience, don't we? Really do. The Zioli Army is so fun.
It was so much fun. It was the best.
Thanks to Kelly with an I for being such a good sport last night.
And her mom, Kate.
And her sister, who I didn't get to meet at the end. But we met a lot of great people last night. But Kelly with the I was brought up on stage. So that was, she was part of it. All right, Mo, we got our winner. Here we go. Okay, let's see. Mike is in Allentown. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, it's The Batman with Michael Keaton.
Correct. And how do you rank him as a Batman?
Not as good as Christian Bale, but better than most of the rest.
I agree with you 100% on that, as far as that goes. Mike, congratulations, buddy. Well done. Appreciate it. It's Michael Keaton's birthday today. How old is he?
It was... I have it in the news.
Oh, you have it in the news. Okay, yeah. We'll get to it in a second.
That's so, a tease.
Michael Keaton's birthday, you'll get that. But here's the thing about that movie, Batman. 1989 was the movie. I was asked a question by Joe, do I like that movie? Here's my answer to you. When I saw that as a kid in the theaters, that ending scene where they shoot up the bat symbol and he's standing on the roof, and I was blown away by that. I had my Batman t-shirt. And you went down to the Jersey Shore in 1989 or in 1990, every kid had on that Batman t-shirt, right?
100%.
Every one of them, or a Joker t-shirt. What Michael Keaton did for Batman, for superhero movies, the guy deserves some sort of Presidential Medal of Freedom for what he did.
Agreed.
He took superhero movies from the campiness of the 1960s, the Batman TV show, which is a great show, and I'm not putting it down. For the time, it is what it was. But what Michael Keaton did with Batman was he took it from that into a serious genre. He did that and then launched all of these other movies that have generated for this economy in the United States of America billions and billions of dollars. Think about that. Think of how many people... I know that a lot of you hate Hollywood. I get it. You hate the stars. They're crazy. But how many electricians, carpenters, guys who build sets, hardworking guys who work on these movies have fed their families by working on superhero movies in the American economy? Because I always say, America, we do a lot of things great. No, there's not a country in the world that makes movies as good as we do. Not
True.
A country in the world.
Not a country in the world.
And when you hate Hollywood because their politics, remember that the guys who build the sets... Those guys don't make the money that the actors that like the crazy one, the pansexual, what's her name,
Kristen
Stewart. Those guys, they're feeding their families. Superhero movies have generated, I would say, probably maybe $1 trillion of money for this economy if you add up all the movies, and maybe not that much, but hundreds of billions of dollars at least, right? And I believe Michael Keaton is the reason why, because he took that role of Batman seriously, and that changed the game for everything going forward. Because after that, you then launched a number of different movies, and then they got stupid again because Joel Schumacher got involved, and George Clooney's bat nipples
yep.
got stupid. And then, thank God, Christian Bale came around, and the guy who did those movies, Christopher Nolan,
yep.
and then restarted it. But here's the problem with the Batman 1989 movie. It has not aged well, because they had Tim Burton.
Yeah.
It was goofy and, as a movie, stupid in the end. When you watch it now, and you look back and you go, oh, this movie's yeah. a friggin' mess. It didn't age well, because they made it the Tim Burton
yep.
campy, goofy, over the top, which then led to the inevitability of bat nipples. You know
Jack,
what I mean?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson dancing around to Bat Dance by right. Prince. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know,
and the balloons. And the balloons. And then he shoots the plane down with his gun.
With his giant gun. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's the thing, you know, Don. And so what happened, Michael Keaton, by taking the role of Batman seriously, has put a lot of people owe their jobs to that guy. I'm telling you right now, if you know somebody who works in movies or comic books or the people that make toys, because I got news for you. Kids love action figures. Right? When 1989, my dad will tell you this story sometime. We go to the boardwalk. They had back then those, I saw this the other day, those, they're the vintage superhero action figures.
Yeah, valuable.
Very valuable. The big, tall ones. There was a game on the boardwalk. You could win those. My dad, I think, spent $750 trying to win me a Batman that year. And every kid wanted those, right? But the movie was just goofy, and that's why it got stupid again. But without Michael Keaton, you don't get the Avengers.
It's true.
Right? You don't get the Avengers franchise, which grossed over, $2 billion worldwide, I think is what it came out to be.
It's incredible.
And you don't get all those jobs. You don't get all those people, because had he not taken the role of Batman seriously that year, then I believe that the superhero blockbuster era would never have happened. And yes, Christopher Reeve did an outstanding job as Superman before that, but you have to remember something, and here's the difference. The difference is Superman was always a good guy, positive guy, and what Batman, with the darkness of Batman, which was the original character, that launched the superhero era of these movies that had a darker tone, which then gave life to their original intent. So
yeah, because Batman in its original form was a vigilante. He was a dark vigilante.
A detective. Yes. Vigilante, right.
And Superman was, you know, a good guy. So those movies for the time were great. But Batman at the time, I mean, now we look back on it, but it was so revolutionary. You're 100% right, because nobody had done a superhero movie like that, and then it became what it is now. It's an amazing point.
And I just think of that, the economic impact of it. This country, we spent, it's one of our biggest industries is Hollywood, the movies, and then movie chains and movie franchises, movie theaters and that sort of thing. So I just think, remember we did a live show at a movie theater last year?
We did.
Where was that again?
Is that where we, Penn Cinemas.
Penn Cinemas. Penn Cinemas. Penn Cinemas. They hosted us there for a live show.
Valley.
It was
great,
nice.
Great economic thing.
What I remember most of that was right when Barbara Streisand. Remember that?
That was our day with Barbara Streisand.
Pancakes.
Pancakes, right. And she gained weight.
Papa, can you hear me?
Yeah. Whenever I go to that theater, I think of the pancakes.
It was one of the best shows we ever did.
It was. Yeah. It's the best of.
That was a great show. That was a great theater. Yes, Papa, can you hear me? By the way, can we just have Bernie telling the baby to shut up again?
Yes, absolutely.
I can't get enough of this. I love this so much.
You have to cut your pills in half yourself. Okay. We can keep that down a little bit.
So great. Love that. Here we go. Kamala Harris wants to ban plastic straws and admits paper straws need improvement. This is one of the front runners now, Kamala Harris. She is running for president.
Plastic straws are a big thing right now.
Yeah.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should. Yes. I mean,
think about this now. A federal ban on plastic straws, which means that now if you have one, it's contraband, like Capone with a thing of whiskey in the car or cocaine. Plastic straws, a federal ban on plastic straws. That's what we want, Dawn. And then we'll have the federal straw police. Like the Untouchables with Elliot Ness kicking in your door to find your straws. That's what'll happen. You know what I mean? No, this one. Here we go. That'll be the new thing. Ma'am, this is the federal FBI straw division. Coming here to confiscate your plastic straw. A federal ban on straws. That's what we need in this country, Dawn. Sorry, keep going.
Plastic straws are a big thing right now.
Yeah.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should. Yeah. Yes. I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. It's really difficult to drink out of a paper straw if you don't gulp it down immediately, it starts to bend.
Yes.
And then, you know, the little thing catches it. And then, you know, so we got to kind of perfect that one a little bit more.
So you'd ban it, but rely on innovation.
I mean, we got it. Yeah. Innovation is a process.
Yeah, ban plastic straws. So that's the future of America right there with the left. A plastic straw, federal ban. You'll be a convicted. I'm gonna start stocking up on guns and straws. That's what I'm gonna start doing.
Well, what if they just tax it heavily? The plastic straws.
Oh, God, no.
Because you know that's what's next.
No, they are going to do that
unless
next.
You have a disability or that sort of thing.
You know, I was asked, well, that's a great point, right? So what about people who need a straw to drink because they have a disability?
Think about people in hospital beds, mm-hmm. people with disabilities.
Right.
They, you know.
But think about children. You can't have a juice box without a straw, or it gets everywhere, by the way. Sure. And I don't know how you're going to have a juice box with a paper straw with a kid, because I don't know how that works.
I'm telling you, there's a company that's coming out with pasta straws.
What does that mean?
They're made of pasta. This is a...
So you can eat the straw, too?
Italian innovation right here, rigatoni.
Oh, I love it.
No, they're made of, like, a hard pasta, which is, you know, so it's tasteless, and it's biodegradable.
Okay.
Pasta.
A biodegradable
straw. This is a real thing. Two companies.
I mean, you know that guy, right?
Excuse me. Here's what you do. You put a my linguine in your juicer box and you eat the linguine.
Yeah, no, that'll work perfectly, Dawn. I think that's a great idea. What could possibly go wrong? As we fatten everybody up by giving them carbs through their juice as a straw. So stupid. Goodness. Also, you need a straw at a movie theater, or you can't drink at a theater in the dark without a straw. It's going to get all over you. Sorry, I was coughing right there. Excuse me. Why don't we check in with you, Dawn, and say we want some news, by the way.
Okay. Yes, Zioli Show News. We have 8:11, 70 degrees, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT with news brought to you by IT Landis. So we are expecting a news conference sometime this morning within the next hour or so, because suburban Pennsylvania residents really want more answers after their entire volunteer fire company was shut down, reportedly after one member's ties to a so-called hate group surfaced. So this is Delco. This is Haverford Township officials confirming they closed the Bon Air Fire Company after they say the fire company failed to act on this issue. Officials say they learned that a volunteer firefighter tried to join or was in the process of joining the Proud Boys, an organization the Southern Poverty Law Center calls a hate group. The volunteer firefighter apparently attended some kind of initiation meetings and then decided to distance himself, so he did not go through with it. By the way, this fire company, established in 1918, it's the Bon Air Fire Company, serving Haverford Township for more than a century. And last night, that firehouse effectively closed. So a news comp, you know, people are saying, well, who's going to serve us? Surrounding volunteer firefighters will pitch in to help if there's a fire. But people just want more answers and they feel like, why don't you just get rid of this guy? Why the entire firehouse? Why is that shut down? So a lot of this has gone viral. Some creative headlines that the papers and online are having fun with in Wildwood in the case of the Skinny Dipper. So one headline says, Skinny Dipper loses his raw suit. He lost his shorts and he lost his suit. This is Cape May County William Schoeffler, who was 65 a couple years ago. He claimed his corduroy shorts slipped off during different incidents several times as he skinny dipped right in front of the Wharf restaurant with diners watching, trying to eat their food.
Matt! Matt! Put on your pants!
That's right. So, yeah, no pants, no nothing. So people were videotaping, taking pictures. Anyway, he filed this federal lawsuit claiming that police mistreated him, and a judge threw out his federal lawsuit. So we'll see if he files any other kind of suit. Going viral, nude photos of our Eagles offensive linemen.
It's disgusting.
No, it's not.
It's disgusting, these pictures.
No, it's funny. They're funny.
They're hideous looking people is what they are.
They're big, strong men with big, strong legs and whatnot. So anyway, this is ESPN's body issue. So it went digitally. It was released digitally. So it's tailgate-themed photos of lineman Brandon Brooks, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey, Isaac Seumalo, and Halapuli Vaitai. They were taken in Philadelphia. But you won't see Peters. That's because offensive lineman Jason Peters was not featured in the magazine. So the final print version, which will become collectible because it's the final print version of ESPN's entire magazine, will be released tomorrow. So if you get it, it's a collector's item.
Get it, guys. Run to the stands and get it now. Get it as soon as you can.
Yeah, even though Jason Peters sees he's not part of it.
I saw a picture of it on Twitter. Oh, it's gross. Gross.
No, it's for they're having fun. So this day in history, 1774, the First Continental Congress convenes at Carpenter's Hall in Philadelphia, 1951, Michael Keaton's birthday, and this month, DC Comics is celebrating Batman's 80th birthday. They'll have like bat releases.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A lot of bat releases.
Bat release. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Eyewitness weather. I'm wrapping this up, guys. Swimmers urged to take, swimmers, be careful. Don't go in the water at the Jersey Shore, okay? Because Hurricane Dorian is moving to the East Coast. So the surf is bad and the current's bad, so just don't do it. That's from the National Weather Service. Today, it's going to be 80 degrees, cloudy. Tomorrow, 71, and a lot of rain, but then the weekend looks fabulous. IT Landis, your full-service plumbing, heating, and fuel delivery needs specialists. IT Landis, non-commissioned service techs, follow their We Recommend You Decide standard, giving you quality recommendations you can trust. Visit itlandis.com for year-round comfort needs. That's Dawn. I'm done.
Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you, Rich Zioli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I didn't tell you to wrap it up.
No, I know. I just felt like, I'm boring myself.
Well, you weren't boring yourself. You didn't bore anybody.
It's
a good governor, Don.
No, it's a good governor, I guess. If you're bored, I guess it's then like, oh, yeah, it's probably the way to do it. That's true. I mean, I tuned out. I won't lie. So. No, I'm kidding. I did not. I don't know. I'll have a lot more to say on this whole fire department thing tomorrow. I, you know me. I always like to do my research, get my facts together before I talk about something. But I'll have a lot to say.
Well, and you'll wait for the news conference,
right?
So that's we're trying to get the.
I don't always have to be the first to comment on something because my comments are always usually perfect.
And thoughtful.
So I will have comments on that tomorrow for you on the show. But, you know, the thing about it is that everybody's so freaking touchy today and with everything that it's like you can't even joke around anymore. If you call the show, you become a character on the show. I just want to make a point that if you call the show, you become a character like that engineer yesterday, the process engineer who called the show. And I was tough on the guy. Do you think the guy is okay? You think he's all right? Do we need to check on him? You think so? Some idiot puts on Twitter yesterday, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Zioli Show, literally now writes accusing me of bullying the engineer. Bullying. We've gotten to a place in this country now where on talk radio, where if a host and a caller argue, it's now bullying. The freaking snowflake generation. That's right. You bullied that engineer. If the guy is an engineer, then he's had to go through school. He's probably a very smart guy. He probably makes a decent salary, probably got a good money. But Leaf on Facebook, you bullied him.
Ugh.
Oh, you poor snowflake millennial, you.
Oh, that's the worst.
See, I grew up with talk radio where, like, Bob Grant, who was one of the masters of talk radio, the late Bob Grant, where if Bob Grant didn't agree with your point, he called you, you were an idiot, yes. and it was great radio. And by the way, it's just radio. It's entertainment. If you can't hack it, don't call the show. Seriously, I give you my honesty. I'm this is me, Dawn. You know me. How many years we've been together now? Years,
five.
Right? This is just who I am. I may be in a good mood. I may be in a bad mood. Your call may annoy me. You never know. I don't know because it's real. It's honest. We live in an honest. This is why I love this genre so much. Look, here's the deal. And I thought about this last night. If I get fired, which I probably will at some point,
Definitely. It's definitely happening.
I could get a job today. Today, I could have a new job.
Yeah.
I can make a phone call and I'd have a job today, either in the federal government or on the campaign. So I'm not worried about that. My family would be fine. I would literally have a job before 5 o'clock today. And I have an agent, so she'd work on getting us another show. But I mean, in terms of having a job, I'm not worried about that for a second. But I love this genre because I could be real and honest. So if a caller annoys me and I beat him up, then that's the game. Because I do it because for you, so that you, your commute's miserable. I want you to have an entertaining radio show. So that's why I do it. If you can't hack it, or if that hurts your sensibilities, WHYY, tune to the freaking NPR station. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
We can't leave it. That was this day you bullied a caller. Dude, talk radio is literally bullying callers. If I took some more calls, I would bully more people. But I hate callers.
No, well, I mean, you
don't. Oh, I don't hate.
No, I mean, you don't hate them.
I just have a quota I have to meet. Yes,
no. I mean, plus, here's the thing: if you're bullying somebody,
by the way, you're behind today.
I know I'm behind on my calls, okay. Right? Damn it! No, he meant my quota.
If you're like bullying somebody, usually you're like the stronger person. This guy is an engine, you know, highly technical. He's a biggity big engine. He was racing in to get to an 8 o'clock meeting.
Yeah, right.
So several other engineers call in and say, he was talking about the one pipe in the house. You were talking about the heat. You're both right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, I didn't think it was bullying. It was just, he was trying to make a point, but he had to rush off to his meeting because he's a biggity big. He's a processing.
Right. So I'm pretty sure you can handle a disagreement engineer. With me.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't think he was.
Here's the other thing too. That guy will listen forever. These people that go, I'll never listen again. You're full of it. You know what you don't listen to? Boring radio. That's what you don't listen to. That's the truth. That's right. The truth of the matter. You don't listen to boring radio. This genre is all about honesty. It's why I love talk radio. I get asked all the time, you want to do TV? You want to have a show on Fox News one day? I'd like to have the money, but no, because TV is too scripted and it's not fun. This is as real as it gets. It's authentic and real.
That's right.
You live in the moment. The moment's the moment. It is what it is. It's not for everybody. So like guys like Leaf on Facebook who can't handle that. Like, I get it, man. It's all right.
By the way,
get it.
Bully more callers because you're right. They become listeners for life. So the more callers you bully, the more
I know.
We'll have listeners for life.
The guy just called in and said that he feels like a celebrity.
Did he literally?
He did, yes.
Oh, he literally did.
Yeah. The process engineer.
Yeah.
Why didn't you put him on
the phone?
I was going to. He hung up on me.
Oh, he hung up on you?
He's in the 8 o'clock morning meeting.
I was gonna call him a big dope and hang up on him.
But here's the thing.
That was Bob Grant used to do that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you would never do. Well, Mama Zioli would.
Well, and she's listening. Yeah, and she's texting. They're on their way up from South Carolina because of the storm. I got Hurricane Jean heading to my house right now.
Oh, that's not. Come on.
Stop.
She's not lovely, true.
He doesn't mean
lovely
that.
Lovely woman.
855-839-1210.
Richie, can I see your scars?
How you feeling?
Sure. Yeah.
Why are you working? You should be off right now recovering. You shouldn't be at work right now, Richie. You should be at home.
The Rich Zioli Show on your schedule. This is the Zioli Show podcast.
Joe Biden got busted by the CNN 7-hour climate change town hall because he held a fundraiser hosted by fossil fuel executives. All right. So here's Joe getting caught in the act. Cut 15.
Now, I know that you signed the no fossil fuel.
Who the hell is this asking the question?
This is another CNN town hall viewer participant.
Hang on a second. I got to take Mike's call in Spring City. Yes, Mike.
Hey, buddy. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, I take offense to people calling you a bully because you're in the hospital every 6 months. I just don't think you have the stamina to be a bully.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, pal? Why don't you come to the studio? I'll show you my stamina.
Uh-oh.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good day. Appreciate it.
He's like, what?
No, it's either that or I'm off every other Friday.
No,
can't be a bully on Fridays. Well done, Mike. Well done. Actually, I got that question from Joe Conklin last night. He's like, weren't you just in the hospital like 2 months ago?
It's accurate. You do spend a lot of time in the hospital.
That's why I have all this debt. Bernie Sanders is going to wipe it away from me. But I need you to get those kids of yours to zip it and get that daughter of yours potty trained finally.
You have to cut your pills in half. We could keep that down a little
God,
bit.
God, I hate children. I hate them. I hate them. That's why my plan will have birth control castration around the world. Mandatory castration. So Joe Biden about the climate change, his fundraiser hosted by fossil fuel executives, cut 15.
Now, I know that you signed the No Fossil Fuel Money Pledge. But I have to ask, how can we trust you to hold these corporations and executives accountable for their crimes against humanity when we know that tomorrow...
Crimes against humanity!
Wow.
Crimes against humanity!
They're facing the death penalty.
Holy cow! He's equating now the oil companies to crimes against humanity! Does Joe Biden correct him? No, sir. Keep going.
For their crimes against humanity, when we know that tomorrow you are holding a high-dollar fundraiser hosted by Andrew Goldman, a fossil fuel executive.
He's not a fossil fuel executive, I'm told. He is not a fossil fuel executive. And the fact of the matter is that what we talk about is, what are we going to do about those corporations? What have we done? And along everywhere along the way, for example, I've argued and pushed for us suing those executives who are engaged in pollution, those companies who are engaged in pollution. I've never walked away from that.
To his other question, though, about this fundraiser, there is a fundraiser tomorrow night. It's given by a guy named Andrew Goldman. He does hedge funds and stuff, but he also has a company called Western LNG. And their biggest project, which I think was announced in like 2018, is a floating liquefied facility for natural gas. It's off the coast of British Columbia, and it's going to provide Canadian gas to parts of northern Asia. So what Andrew is saying is, if you're going to a fundraiser that's given in part by this guy who has a company that is pulling up natural gas, are you the right guy to go after these
people? Well, I didn't realize he does that. I was told, if you look at the SEC filings, he's not listed.
They want to destroy Joe Biden. Oh, man, amazing. Biden, by the way, said the Green New Deal does not go far enough. He's trying now to win over the left. He's got to be woke. So in order to try to get the left vote, he's got to show them that he's now as crazy as they are on climate change. Remember how crazy these people are? They think the fossil fuel industry has committed crimes against humanity. Literally what we tried people for at Nuremberg, okay? So this is Biden now, cut eight.
You're not saying that you support everything in the original Green New Deal. Do you think it goes too far? Is it unrealistic, promising too much?
No, it's not. But here's what it is. It doesn't have a lot of specifics. It doesn't have a lot of specifics about exactly what we'll do with regard to greenhouse gases. And it doesn't have specifics of what programs are going to initiate to be able to deal with getting a net zero emission. What programs are you going to move on? What are the things we should be doing? Where should the focus be? It doesn't talk about the 85% of the rest of the world that is, in fact, we could do, we're not, we have to, but we could do everything perfectly well, everything. And we're still going to have a catastrophe nationally, internationally, and around the world. Because 85% of the problem, 85% is the rest of the world. And so the idea, I think the Green New Deal deserves an enormous amount of credit for bringing this to a head in a way that it hasn't been before. It hasn't been.
Right.
But the reason, I don't know, I'm not opposed to the Green New Deal. What I did was what I thought beyond, at least in more detail, what the Green New Deal is calling for. How to do the things we need to do, when they have to be done, how quickly we should move, how much we should invest, et cetera. And it's based on science. And look,
you know, Trump's going to hammer him in Pennsylvania over this. Hammer him in these states just for that. Just for saying that he doesn't oppose the Green New Deal. Right there. Just right there. Workers don't want to hear this stuff. I'm telling you. But then again, I'm not so sure Joe Biden really wants to do this. And I have a theory. I don't know. Maybe this is crazy. I don't know if I should bring this up. I might. You know what? Let me play this clip. He was on with Colbert last night. I have a theory of what actually may be happening here. What really could possibly happen. Take a listen to Cut 17.
Have you called him for advice?
I talked to Barack and I...
When was the last time you talked to him?
I guess now it's about 3-4 weeks ago.
Okay. Would you appoint him to the Supreme Court?
Hell. Yes. I don't think you'd do it, but I...
He was a constitutional professor at the University of Chicago.
No. I understand. He's fully qualified.
Have you asked Michelle Obama for advice?
Only to be my vice president. I've been asking her. I'm only joking.
See?
Michelle, I'm joking.
Uh-huh.
That was a joke.
She said famously, when they go low, we go high. Yes. You said, I'd like to take that guy behind the...
Now, here's what I'll say. I think that what if he actually wants a different Obama to be his vice president than Michelle? What if he wants Barack Obama to be his vice president?
Is that legal?
100%. Now, what if Joe Biden has Barack Obama as his vice president? Joe Biden clearly does not want to do this. He doesn't have the mental capacity to do this. Then he resigns, and then Barack Obama's president again.
Can Barack Obama be his vice president?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know.
I thought the Constitution, you know, like prohibits that.
Oh, maybe I should have done my research. Oh, I did. And I'll tell you what I mean.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.